You got 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
On the street corner, Danny. With Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson on that one. Great husband and wife.
Oh, yeah.
Duet team and also writing team, composing team. They wrote a lot of stuff for a lot of people.
The Crusaders. That was a great one.
Street Life. Randy Crawford was the female vocalist that did lead for them on that one.
And it was a good one because it was a top 20 album on 3 Billboard charts and represents the peak of the band's commercial popularity. Street Life hit the disco charts as well,
peaking sure did.
At 75. And how I put this together, going on a street corner, Street Life, and no insinuation that the Street Life is the way to go. And I kicked that off with Full of Fire.
By Shalimar. And of course, who are the two famous people that were in that band? I'm going to drill you on this one.
Jody Watley,
and
Don't You Want Me.
The other is Howard Hewitt.
There we go. You're informing
That's
me
two,
of...
That's two-thirds of Shalimar, I think. They had written a lot of hits. Take That to the Bank, Uptown Festival, of course, Full of Fire, which you heard.
We have so many shout-outs to give. Throwing it over to you, Stephanie. Who is checking in?
All right. We've got our favorite candy apple from Chelsea, Mass. She's checking in with her husband, Ninny. She had a tooth pulled today. So, feel better, Candy, and you know, want to hear your regular voice next week. She called and she sounded like she was in a lot of pain. Kim Garofalo, also in the North End, one of my childhood friends. Joey Papa represents in the North End.
Hey,
a great support system of the lounge every week. Dave Garenti, we want to shout out to you and his wife. Mary Ann DiPrizio McLagan, all the way in Malta, NYC. Bernard Horowitz is checking in from West Palm Beach, Florida. My girlfriend, childhood friend, so many of them, Danny. Maria Elena Fusco Papa Withrow, she's checking in from the Carolinas. Diane Popolo, again representing the good old North End. Sandy Serignano and my big boy Dante, they're checking in from East Boston. Speaking of East Boston, a former East Bostoner, now from Kissimmee, Florida, first time listener, Chrissy Goodwin. So,
hey.
Chris Goodwin, he's
hey,
listening
Chrissy.
With his wife, Moonbeam. I can never really get her name correctly, so I call her my little moonbeam. Oh, God. Mama Bunny is
yes.
listening because, of course,
hey.
Rihanna and Quincy are here, so she's listening in Revere, Mass. With JB Baby and Max. And, oh, my God, of course, like I said, Rick Reyes all the way from Philadelphia. And I know you could. Oh, Judy Daddario
is right.
catching Pokemon. Pokemon. She's in.
She's
I know my kid
something.
Gets a big kick out of that because I can never say that correctly. You know, I had Atari, so I don't know
I
any
love
of this
Nintendo.
Stuff.
I was a Nintendo person as well. Hey, Patty, who do you got checking in over there on your side?
I'm just going to give a shout out to Janice Peach, who is enjoying Sarah and Lisa that are playing up in Danvers tonight.
Beautiful. We got Chase Carson from the Time Tunnel every Friday night here on WMFO 10 to midnight. We got the Giddy Up, which is an awesome show. Polly B, Fridays 2 to 4. Frankie Ambergamo. Right here. Hey, Frankie, how you doing?
I need some meatballs.
Yeah. Oh, imagine. Remember those meatballs that we had?
Oh, my God. They were delicious.
Otis Lang in the NYC.
Hey, baby. How you doing, my sweetheart?
Maddie's in Waltham listening on WMFO.org. And we have Ace Boogie.
Yeah, he's patrolling the Fells Way right here
keeping
in Medford.
Keeping us safe.
So we love Steven.
And Stevie Ray, thank you for checking in as well. I'm going to throw it right over to you, Quincy. Quincy, you got a lot of people listening here tonight, so let's show your love. Who do you want to throw some love to?
Oh, I can't pick them all there. I just want to say thanks for listening to the girls in Connecticut, Tamara, Kiara, Brielle. Sorry I can't be that play for you guys, but here we go. I'm playing over the air for you.
They sound like the Pointer Sisters, Cambra, Brianna, Brianna.
What's your tie to Connecticut? Were you just recently in Connecticut?
I was not recently in Connecticut. But just they're below Hartford down there.
All right. And Rhiannon? Get over here.
Rhiannon.
Rhiannon. I'm going to call Rihanna. Get on the mic, and who do you want to give a shout out to real quick?
Just want to say hi to my baby brother, Jason. Hey, Jason.
There
yeah,
we go.
We got JB covered. Yep, he got two shout outs.
All right. Right now, we are going to go directly into Stephanie's vault.
Okay. It's a good one. It's an easy one. You know, I do this every week, and every week I make it pretty difficult. This one should be really easy. And if you know what the riddle or rhyme is, call us on the studio lines. Take a stab at it. Give yourself a chance to listen to all the songs before you call in and I'm on the wheels of steel. Let's do this, Danny.
That's right, 855-915-WMFO. It's 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Sing a lonely song of a deep blue tree. inside Stephanie's vault on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. Will you still love me tomorrow? Is this a lasting treasure or just a moment?
We'll be right back.
91. WMFO Medford, Boston, in the middle of Stephanie's vault.
I got no mic.
There we go. There we go. Sorry about that.
All right. Now I'm on mic. You know, I'm going to get myself my own board operator. You keep doing that to me. Oh, God. So we got a couple of answers, but none which were correct. So we started this off with Rolling Stones, Time Is On My Side, followed by Jim Morrison and The Doors with Love Her Madly. Amy Winehouse did Will You Still Love Me, which is a remake of The Shirelles Had the Hit with That. But it was written by Carole King. Then we had the Queen of Rock, Janis Joplin, with Maybe, which was also a remake of The Chantels with Miss Arlene Smith on lead. So that was a remake. And Jimi Hendrix from the album The Experience, All Along the Watchtower, and that was also a remake because that was written and composed by Bob Dylan.
Okay.
Okay, and then we just finished it off with Badfinger with No Matter What. Now, the connection is not that three of the five were remakes, but these people all belong, sadly, to Club 27. Each one of these artists passed away at the age of 27. So Rolling Stones would be Brian Jones, who was the co-founder. He did all the funky slide guitar as well as organ for the Rolling Stones. He did that funky Mid-Eastern on Painted Black. Uh-huh. That was all Brian Jones. Jim Morrison had a 4-point GPA in UCLA, a.k.a. the Lizard King. He also passed at 27. Amy Winehouse, of course, the same. James Marshall Hendrix, the same, 27. And Pete Ham, who was the lead and founder of Badfinger on No Matter What, he hanged himself.
Oh.
So they all died tragically, different things, but all ironically at the age of 27. And there's so many more.
See, I was thinking, without having, you know, with the exception of Amy Winehouse, I was thinking and I said, maybe they all performed at Woodstock. But then I said, no, obviously Amy Winehouse, he can't.
No, and not Badfinger either.
Right. So that was a good one.
Yeah, they belong to Club 27, and there's so many more. It's ironic if you go to any kind of web page and Google Club 27. Also, Kurt Cobain with Nirvana was also passed at 27 years old. But because of time constriction, we couldn't really get to Kurt Cobain. But again, sadly, all of these people, Brian Jones, a water death, as well as Jim Morrison, died in the tub, and Brian Jones, I believe, the swimming pool. So it's a sad ending to a lot of lives that were very talented and cut out quite early. But speaking of young lives, young talent.
We have young talent in here. Quickly, let me get to a public service announcement. Stop the texts, stop the wrecks. A few facts about texting and driving. Fact number one, a texting driver is 23 more times likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. Fact number two, using the cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reaction as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. Fact number three, distracted drivers is now the number one killer of American teens. And fact number four, these jazz hands can be deadly. Can be deadly. Seriously.
Patty and I are just watching. It's like a public seizure announcement.
It's a public
PSA doesn't mean public service announcement anymore. In your case, it means public seizure. I get tired watching it.
Throw it over to Patty. Patty, what's going on in the local scene? You got some stuff going on. What is
local
up, baby?
Scene. When I found out that Steven Tyler was playing this weekend at the Wang Theater, I just stopped looking.
Oh,
that's my boyfriend. He doesn't know it, though. But, Steven Tyler is playing this weekend at the Wang Theater. Steven Tyler, Out on a Limb. It's his new country.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll have to check that out.
Kanye West.
Oh, really?
Is gonna be here.
You had to plug that. It's a local show, but he's not local.
He's not local, and I wouldn't want him to live in Massachusetts anyway.
What about the Arrow Chicks? Something about the Arrow Chicks?
Arrow Chicks is not playing this weekend, but they're playing next weekend. And I don't have tours, so what are you doing? What are you guys doing? You want to come see Arrow Chicks with me?
Where are they playing?
At the Boathouse in Draken.
Okay.
At the Boathouse in Draken. Tonight, I don't know. I think they're still here, but Vinyl Groove is actually playing out. They are an awesome cover band. They're playing at Pocari's in Saugus. And let's see, I have actually there's actually a really cool thing going on this weekend. We have there's two bands playing at up in Danvers at the Breakaway.
Okay.
And they're actually it's like a twofer.
Ooh.
You go Friday night, you pay $7. They'll give you a voucher. You get to go the next night and go dancing. So it's Wildfire and My God. I'm sorry.
And My God?
And My God.
And My God is playing there. Hallelujah.
I'm losing it. The Dynamic Front Band.
It is getting really... Thank you so much.
I'm sorry. It is
getting hot in here in studio, and you guys have been waiting.
That air conditioner doesn't blow. It sucks.
I'm going to go in front. I'm just going to pick my shirt up. And
there we go. Yeah.
Patty's going to flash bit. Again with the mic. What's going on here?
What?
Oh, I have no headphones.
You have no headphones? Now?
Well, because we're sharing a mic.
Yeah.
This is like ghetto mode.
No, this is not ghetto mode. If you go back to Basics 101,
like
we're getting ready for an acoustic performance. You're lucky. I love you to death. I love you to pieces.
I was saying that this AC doesn't blow. It sucks.
It
doesn't blow.
Always like a person that sucks instead of blowing. Great music tonight, Quincy Lord. Thank you so much for waiting.
Follow that, Quincy.
Thank you.
Waiting patiently live in studio here. So we got the mics. We got everything set up. We sound checked you. And we're going to go into one of your first tracks. What's the first track we're going to go into?
It's Tangled Up in Skin.
Okay.
Now, are these original compositions?
Yep, these are all my own songs.
Okay. Yep. Tell us a little bit. How did you get the idea for this particular song?
Just a song about it. It just came out one day. It's one of those songs you write in 20 minutes and everything's natural. This is one of those songs about, you know, getting out of your hometown and going and doing and seeing the world a bit. So,
let's do it.
Car parked down by the reservoir, the warm wind whispered to us as we learned about love. And I wanted you to stay. I remember I heard you say that we only feel this way because we're young. Do we only feel this way because we're young? Like you don't know, we're ahead of our time. We've got nothing to show. So I don't feel it's a sin that we're tangled up in skin. It's amazing that we can still feel here. You've got me hungry for more. This town has in store, my darling. Let's get away from here. A sign, should we drink you up out here soon? If it's in my hand, I'd be so happy to be with you. Truth is, I don't know where we are or where I'm gonna go. I was told once the best destination's unknown. I was told once, and I've always wanted to go home. I don't care if I die, as long as I die from living my life. And we'll sleep under these stars. Now that we've traveled so far, I forget what it feels like to fear.
they've got me hungry for more. But I think I see that show. Come on, let's go there, my dear. Well, come on, let's go there, my dear. These miles wear holes in our shoes. Two cities with the homes and loves, without a thing to lose. So mama, I'm never coming home. At least I'm not doing it on my own. At least I'm not doing it all alone. We don't have to win, as long as we're tangled up in skin. It's amazing the ways that we can feel. And I'm not hungry anymore. I've seen everything in store. My darling, we finally know what's real. Tangled up in skin just to feel. We get tangled up in skin just to feel. Tangled up in skin just to.
Wow.
Yay.
Yay.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Tangled up in skin. That is a great, great tune. Wow. So the inspiration behind that, we were just saying, where do you write when you're thinking of the lyrics to talk about?
I try and make it come out natural. I mean, a lot of things you try and use visuals and stuff so people can relate to it, connect to it. Uh-huh. Writing like Springsteen, you know, it puts a good image in your mind. But every song's different. Some songs written 5 minutes. Some I fight out the lyrics and change them 20 times.
Where's the best place that you find that when you're writing lyrics? Where would be the best place that you can actually think of to write them?
I like to get high up in a tree and ignore
okay.
everyone.
See, that's the best way. You're ignoring people. You can see everyone down below, but they can't see you.
Sometimes the stuff comes to you. I remember Paul McCartney saying when he wrote Yesterday, which was written as scrambled eggs originally. We all know
did he
that,
write it
that,
today?
That, well, no. He claimed that he was asleep, and he woke up and got up on the piano and started writing and like went back to bed and then got the rest of the lyrics the next day.
Yeah,
so
that's what Keith Richards said about the little the riff there for, was it, Can't Get No Satisfaction? Mm-hmm. Like I woke up and then it was there. I wrote it down and I found it in the morning.
Yeah.
Hollow Oats. Hollow Notes.
Hollow
See,
notes.
I knew
it was. No, it's not Hollow Notes. That's a whole different
notes.
Thing. Hollow Notes. This is a. You know, the song is about death and realizing that.
I can still recall the dress. She last wore her best. It had been a while. When night had come, we laid to rest. Some simple words as we undressed. And I think I found her smile. Candles we burned out, some rest in a hope to this house, but the moon still hung low, and the curtains turned to black, and the years on after that, just so that she know. During the silent parade, prayed for rain. Whoa, whoa. I hear the song that she used to sing. Whoa, whoa. Echo the stillness of her skin. Where I promised her the pain would subside. I held her hand as she closed her eyes. These hollow notes, they make me whole, and Tellock races through my soul. She is my pain. Like a teardrop drowning me, please let it ring. During a silent parade, echo the stillness of her skin, where I promised her the pain would subside. I held her hand as she closed her eyes. And I kept her memory dancing in her music box, just like this ghost of me, risen from the killing block. And I kept her memory dancing in her music box. I always wish for more.
Thank you. Thank
wow.
you very much.
Hi.
You are amazing.
Simply amazing.
Absolutely.
It's
wow.
It's good to hear that besides myself in the mirror telling myself that. So it's nice.
You should hear yourself that in the mirror too.
So there's a good one that I want to hear. We were talking about this, a tribute to David Bowie. There's yeah. a song that you have.
Yeah, it's called Pretty Faces. I actually wrote it the same day that he died.
Actually, you know what? You were talking about Bowie and you wrote a yeah. tribute. I'm wondering who, you know, how old are you?
21.
21. Okay, so Bowie's a little before your time. Tell me, other than obviously must be Bowie, but who are some of the people that influenced you, people of like my day, the old days?
Oh, don't say old days.
Yeah,
no,
don't
come
say.
On. I mean, you're a beautiful young lady, and that's all we need to say.
I love you.
There's a lot of people.
Who would you say?
Springsteen is probably the biggest one.
And I noticed that.
Gigantic Springsteen fan. He's coming to town soon. Can we plug Springsteen? Is that
Absolutely.
Something we can do?
Absolutely.
September 14th, I have tickets. If anyone else doesn't, it sucks for them.
Yeah, right? It sucks for them. You're going out. That's awesome.
Springsteen, I just
have
love
his have my niece home at a reasonable hour.
No promises. Tom Petty, I grew up listening to a lot of Styx. Not a lot of that comes out in this, like with the progressiveness, but it's still Tommy Shaw's vocal style and stuff.
Mm-hmm,
like that's stuff I pay attention to. A lot of older bands, a lot of new bands I like to that influence me, but from your time, as you put it, she's only 27.
Yes.
Who's Heidi? She's checked in on Facebook.
Heidi, that is a... That's a good friend of mine. That's my buddy Philip's mother.
Yeah.
All right.
She's
Hi,
checking
Heidi.
In, and she's
yeah.
enjoying the Facebook live feed. If you guys want to see this lounge radio show, or go right on Quincy Lord's Facebook page. We are streaming Facebook Live right now. And let's get right into that song that you're going to do.
All right. Pretty Faces.
one so long, we were dancing in the rain. Well, on the streets in chalk, they'd carve my name. Waving so long, but I'd really like to stay. My time has come, I know we've all seen better days. So sing just one more song with me, if you please. To all the pretty faces in the crowd. And don't you let my records be, honey, please. Let my voice spin back into the loud. When my curtain closes, you all turn to my stage. But alas, come on, you cab home and turn another page. So take this so long before we all forget your souvenir, my life, a prancing silhouette. Like a star to all the pretty faces in the crowd. And who'll step up to lead the band for the fans? Who can wear the makeup and make the sound? And death can be glamorous. Well, what if it can? Do you think that death can be glamorous? Well, I think that it can. So sing just one more song with me, honey, please. All my pretty faces in the crowd. And won't somebody play my guitar like a star? To all the pretty faces in the crowd. So long, all my pretty faces in the crowd. So long, all my pretty faces in the crowd.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is unbelievable. We are Facebooking live this, and if you missed any of the performances, don't you worry. It is going to be available online at WMFO.org. We'll also post the show up. Hey, listen, we're going to run a little bit after 10 o'clock. You going to stick around?
Of course.
For real? Awesome. This is going to be so much fun.
So nice to hear actual, really, like, live music coming from the studio. You know, we play records and CDs and all kinds of stuff, but, you know, it's a treat when we have somebody.
It is good. And if you want a list of all the performers that have been on the lounge, this is a pretty treat as well. Lounge Radio Show. Check it out on Facebook. We are going to go right back into the music because he's sticking around. It is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
I'm not afraid to 105 WMFO Medford.